A boy wanders through wilderness, carrying questions too heavy for his small frame. He meets a mole obsessed with cake, a fox scarred by life's cruelty, and a horse whose strength hides surprising tenderness. Together, they walk, they talk, they weather storms, and somehow, through ink drawings and handwritten conversations, Charlie Mackesy captures what thousands of self-help books miss, that wisdom doesn't need to be complicated to be transformative. Since 2019, over 8 million readers across 46 languages have found themselves in these pages, discovering that the deepest truths often wear the simplest clothes. This isn't a book you read. It's a conversation you overhear that changes how you see yourself. "What do you want to be when you grow up?" the mole asks. The boy's answer stops us cold. "Kind. Not successful, not wealthy, not famous. Kind." In a world measuring worth by salary figures and social media followers, this response feels almost subversive. We've been conditioned to dream bigger, reach higher, achieve more. Yet here's a child choosing gentleness as his life's ambition, and suddenly our ladder climbing seems exhausting. The mole continues probing. "What's the bravest thing you've ever said?" The answer? Help. We live in a culture that worships self-sufficiency, treating needing others like admitting defeat. We scroll through curated feeds of people who seemingly have it all figured out, never showing cracks. The boy's wisdom cuts through this performance. Acknowledging dependence requires more courage than pretending we're fine alone. When the boy worries about tomorrow, the mole offers another gem. One of our greatest freedoms is how we react to things. Not what happens to us, but how we meet it, that's where power lives. The fox joins their journey, carrying silence like armor. He's been hurt before, caught in life's snares, and he's learned that staying quiet keeps you safe. We recognize this instinct, that impulse to protect ourselves by withdrawing, by building walls so high that nothing can reach us. The horse, despite towering over the others, demonstrates something unexpected. "Sometimes I feel lost." Here stands the strongest among them, admitting uncertainty without shame. This rewrites our understanding of strength. We've been taught that powerful people don't falter, that confidence means never doubting. The horse dismantles this fiction. His admission doesn't diminish his strength, it deepens it, making connection possible. When the boy confesses his fears, the horse responds, "Sometimes just getting up and carrying on is brave and magnificent. Not slaying dragons, just continuing when everything in you wants to quit." The characters discover that vulnerability doesn't weaken bonds, it forges them. When we drop our masks, we finally find each other. "The greatest illusion is that life should be perfect," the mole declares, probably with cake crumbs on his face. In our achievement-obsessed culture of filtered photos and curated narratives, this statement lands like relief. The mole, with his unabashed cake addiction and occasional blunders, offers something radical: permission to be imperfect and still worthy. The horse adds depth. "Everyone is a bit scared, but we are less scared together. Even those who appear to have everything figured out are frantically paddling beneath their serene surfaces, like ducks on water, calm above while churning below." When facing a river crossing, the boy worries about getting wet. "Getting your feet wet is the price of crossing," the horse tells him. Discomfort accompanies growth. The fox, initially believing his scars make him unworthy, gradually learns that his wounds contribute to who he is, not something to hide, but part of what makes him valuable. Even Mackesy's illustrations reinforce this message, rendered with visible brushstrokes and imperfect handwriting. Beauty exists not in flawlessness, but in authenticity. "Dark clouds gather, rivers block the path." The journey isn't easy, and the book doesn't pretend otherwise. But here's what the companions discover. Keep going. When the clouds come, keep going. Not around the storm, not waiting for perfect conditions, through it. "This storm will pass," the horse adds, perspective that difficult moments, however overwhelming, are temporary. When the big things feel out of control, focus on what you love right under your nose, the horse advises. This wisdom offers an antidote to overwhelm, bringing attention back to immediate beauty rather than drowning in circumstances beyond control. When the boy sighs about the long journey ahead, the horse redirects. Look how far we've come. This shift from future challenges to past progress fosters resilience by acknowledging movement even when the destination remains distant. The fox, having survived being caught in snares, embodies resilience born from hardship. His transformation suggests that resilience isn't emerging unscathed, it's maintaining capacity for connection despite wounds. Together, they weather various storms, demonstrating that resilience flourishes in community, that supporting others while accepting support creates sustainable strength that isolated self-sufficiency cannot match. A boy, a mole, a fox, and a horse. This unlikely quartet challenges every assumption about who belongs together. Predator and prey, vastly different sizes, different species entirely. Yet their differences become strengths, each bringing unique perspectives to their shared journey. The boy initially wanders alone, embodying modern isolation, surrounded by people yet profoundly disconnected. The transformative power appears most dramatically in the fox. Initially silent due to past hurts, he gradually finds his voice through patient acceptance. When he finally speaks, admitting he has nothing interesting to say, the horse responds, "Being honest is always interesting." Being truly seen by friends shifts how we see ourselves. When the boy confesses, "I'm so small," the horse responds, "Yes, but you make a huge difference." Perhaps most powerfully, their friendship creates a context where vulnerability becomes strength. Everyone is a bit scared, but we are less scared together, the horse admits. Friendship doesn't eliminate life's challenges. It makes them manageable through shared experience. As their journey unfolds, meaning emerges not from grand achievements, but through connection. When asked about life's biggest waste, the mole responds, "Comparing yourself to others." When the boy asks what the point of it all is, they arrive at simple truth: to love and be loved. They find meaning through engagement with the world, stopping to watch sunsets, observe wildlife, rest under trees. When the boy worries about insignificance, the horse offers perspective. "Yes, but you make a huge difference. We can be simultaneously small in cosmic scale, yet significant through connection, a nuanced understanding that transcends both grandiosity and despair." The book concludes with powerful affirmation. Always remember you matter, you're important, and you are loved, and you bring to this world things no one else can. In a world that constantly asks us to prove our worth through productivity, appearance, or status, these four unlikely friends remind us that value exists simply in being who we are, not who we should be, not who we're trying to become, who we already are. Imperfect, scared sometimes, small in many ways, yet irreplaceable.